GCC's AI reckoning, Java's value types, and the hardware that outlasts everything. The GCC Steering Committee's new policy on AI-generated contributions, reported by LWN, is sitting at 306 points and 338 comments, a comment-to-score ratio indicating the community has strong opinions. The policy does not ban AI assistance outright, but requires contributors to disclose when code was substantially AI-generated, placing full legal and quality responsibility, including responsibility for copyright concerns and training data, on the human submitter. The GNU Compiler Collection has operated for nearly 40 years across an enormous range of hardware targets. If a compiler carries a subtle optimization bug, every program compiled with that optimization is potentially compromised, and the defect may not surface for years in contexts far removed from where it was introduced. That fault tolerance floor, commenters argued, changes the calculus for evaluating new contributions in ways that don't apply to most software. JEP 401, the Value Objects Preview, merged into OpenJDK Master this week, marking a significant moment in Java's long arc through Project Valhalla. Value types allow developers to define types that behave semantically like values rather than references, enabling the Java runtime to store and pass them more efficiently, potentially on the stack rather than the heap, without the overhead of object identity and garbage collection. The change directly addresses why Java has historically struggled with high-frequency numeric computation compared to languages like C or Rust. A piece on refactoring economics from Martin Fowler's site attracted 247 points and 107 comments by extending the classic investment argument into new territory. AI coding assistants perform significantly better on clean code bases than on tangled ones, meaning technical debt now functions as a direct tax on AI-assisted output, not merely a vague future risk. If a team is using AI assistance heavily, the productivity multiplier compounds the traditional human productivity case for refactoring in ways that project planning has not yet systematically incorporated. On the hardware side, the Memo 1 project, a 6502 computer built from scratch using a Minitel terminal as its display, drew the kind of warm reception that retro computing projects periodically generate on Hacker News. The 6502, which powered the Apple II, the Commodore 64, and the original Nintendo Entertainment System, is chosen not for cutting-edge capability, but for a level of computational transparency that modern systems deliberately abstract away. A 2013 piece from Bunny Huang documenting the USB flash drive manufacturing ecosystem in Shenzhen resurfaced to similar appreciation. Huang's observations about cost pressure, quality variation, and the relationship between branded and unbranded products remain structurally accurate more than a decade later.